are only sounds, only frequencies, are only ripples of movement in the air. Your entire consciousness, the you of your mind that is now in the present, is just waves on the surface of a vast, deep ocean of thought. I will speak and you will hear, but there is no need to think, no need to wonder, no need to resist. My words will pass through your conscious mind into the depths of your unconscious ocean of thought, and you will inherently understand their meaning. The words are just sound. They will pass through you, and their meaning will blossom inside you. Gently close your eyes. Have you ever considered the muscles you use to close your eyes? Think of them now. Focus on them. Feel them tighten. They're quite tense, aren't they? The first thing you need to do is give the muscles in your eyes a break. They are tireless, hard workers, and they deserve a rest. Without opening your eyes, let the tension in your eyelids dissipate. Feel it dissolve into nothingness. Is there tension in your brow, right above the bridge of your nose? Let this go. Let it all fall away. It was a thick, heavy cloth wrapped tightly around your forehead. Thank you.
Thank you. Just listen to me. Everything going to be all right.
Allas mödrar och barns små har det svårt nog ändå. Efter mörkret och vinterns tunna sni. Thank you.
People are out of touch with reality because they confuse the world as it is with the world as they think about it and talk about it and describe it. For on the one hand, there is the real world, and on the other, a whole system of symbols about that world which we have in our mind. These are very, very useful symbols. Civilization depends on them. But like all good things, they have their disadvantages. And the principal disadvantage of symbols is that we confuse them with reality. Just as we confuse money with actual wealth. And our names about ourselves, our ideas of ourselves, our images of ourselves with ourselves. Now, of course, reality, from a philosopher's point of view, is a dangerous word. A philosopher will ask me, what do I mean by reality? Am I talking about the physical world of nature? Or am I talking about a spiritual world? Or what? And to that I have a very simple answer. When we talk about the material world, that is actually a philosophical concept. So in the same way, if I say that reality is spiritual, that's also a philosophical concept. And reality itself is not a concept. Reality is... And we won't give it a name. Now it's amazing what doesn't exist in the real world. For example, in the real world, there aren't any things, nor are there any events. That doesn't mean to say that the real world is a perfectly featureless blank. It means that it is a marvelous system of wiggles, in which we descry things and events in the same way as we would project images on a Rorschach blot or pick out particular groups of stars in the sky and call them constellations, as if they were separate groups of stars. Well, they're groups of stars in the mind's eye, in our system of concepts. They are not out there as constellations already grouped in the sky. So in the same way, the difference between myself and all the rest of the universe is nothing more than an idea. It is not a real difference. And meditation is the way in which we come to feel our basic inseparability from the whole universe. And what that requires is that we shut up. Thank you.
child.